episode 2628, Where Comfort Leads You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for something extraordinary to happen? Oh, come on. I know you are, but maybe you're a little groggy, a little bit too much March Madness with the basketball. Well, take a deep breath. It is a brand new day, which means you get to dive in and you get to be the leader of your life, where comfort leads you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you staying where you're at because you like it simply because you know it? How confusing is that? Yes, hanging on to only what you know shrinks your possibilities. Go beyond where comfort leads you. Seriously, where are you right now at this very moment? Are you sitting on a couch enjoying March Madness from the comfort of your own habits? You have your shot to make madness this month, not because of the basketball bracket. Oh, no, because you know the upsets that have already occurred, North Carolina taking out number one Baylor Bears in overtime. Aha, but truly because you are talented and gifted. Do I need to tell you again? You are talented and gifted. The problem is, though, is your habit couch. You want to stay where you know. Those throw pillows, they're ever so comfortable. And you don't have to throw them very far when they get in the way, right? It's just a toss. Plus, you can't forget the soft, crushed velveteen blanket. Oh, how it feels so smooth on your chin as you snuggle in for an unexpected nap. Is that how we lead our life? Where comfort leads you? From the habit couch? Doing just what you know? Because if you were honest, what you know, well, it does seem more fun. You don't have to overwork your mind. You don't have to change your schedule. You don't even have to quit what you already are doing. You already know what's expected, so not many surprises. You know what you know, so why fret or worry? So then why do you keep longing for something more or different, at least with a different pattern than the habit couch you're sitting on? Maybe you should consider looking at where comfort leads you. Are you stuck in a rut on the habit couch? Are you staying clear of what feels weird or makes you scratch your head? You're wondering why? But if you're feeling a little nudge deeper than the overarching fear that consumes you, go beyond where comfort leads you and look for a new comfort level. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go beyond and look for a new comfort level. Boundaries are good, but they can hold you back. Did you ever play that crazy game where it was like, you know, the volcano, or you had the lava and you could treat the bed as if it was, you know, you were at the top of the volcano, but you can't touch any of the lava. Now, some people would make it an ocean and there'd be sharks in it. I didn't really like that much because I was an ocean girl. So the sharks and ocean, yeah, that's for another episode. But what about the lava? Yeah, you want to be able to jump to something else. You try to jump from the bed to the chair or to a pillow that was maybe on the ground, but technically you weren't really on the ground where the lava was. You were floating. We like our boundaries. We like to know where we fit in. Measurements, right, that stay the same, guess what? Your results do the same. You build consistency based on the same measurements because you're still doing it, whether good or bad. It's just the fact. So don't allow yourself to get trapped in your knowledge, but more so in your actions. What are you doing? Are you taking aim? Are you willing to say, you know what? I've got to put myself into motion. I've got to go beyond where comfort leads. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, go high. Come on, it's March Madness. Are you a basketball fan? Okay, I already have a basketball team. I have 5 children. I don't need to watch March Madness. However, I must say, I do enjoy this time of the year, and this is when I do watch. Now, if I can't watch it, like I was this past weekend, I was traveling, so I had it on the radio. Little bit different. Have you ever listened to your favorite game? It's like me listening to football. Yeah, no, you want to watch it, right? Same with basketball. If you're a basketball lover, you want to watch it. But no, I had to listen to it. It changes it just a little bit. But I love what they do. They keep driving. They've got to drive from one side of the court to the other. Are you willing to drive? So go high. Be careful of keeping your dreams too attainable. Push yourself to reach the stars. It's a journey of a lifetime. Wherever you set your ceiling, that's the highest point you will ever go. So set it higher. Reach for the stars, not for the ceiling. Go high. Go long. Number 2, go low. Don't take for granted your talents and gifts. Yes, you are very gifted. You may not like what you're gifted with, but you are gifted. And I get it. Sometimes you're like, why did I get this and I didn't get that? Well, be grateful that you got this, because what if you didn't get that and not this? Are you confused yet? Good. I want you awake. I want you paying attention, because God's trying to tell you something here. He's not finished with you yet. And it's time for you to get off the habit couch. Stop being so comfortable. Stop being only in the zone of where you are. I've got this sweatshirt. It was funny because I was wearing it. I went out to dinner with my mom and my brother and a good friend of the family. And we went out to dinner and I had a cover up because, believe it or not, all of a sudden it decided to drop below freezing. Did I look at the weather report then? No, I did not. So this girl was not prepared with a winter coat. So I just had kind of sort of a little heavier sweater cover up, but I also had a sweatshirt and I thought, okay, I can wear both. And at least that will break the wind just enough for me to get to the car into the restaurant. So that's what I did. Well, on it, I did not realize, but it had the word comfort zone. And the hostess that set us, he was like, well, you know what? Here, this is your table. This is wonderful. And he looked at me and said, wait, what does your sweatshirt say? And I looked at him and I was like, well, that's a really good question, because I'm not sure what shirt did I put on today. So I looked down and it said comfort zone. And as I sat in and I said, oh, I hope this is going to be the best place ever. And he just kind of chuckled and he said, well, if you need anything and your server can't help you, I will be just out there. He already tried to create the comfort for us. You have gifts and talents. You can go beyond that, but you still need to utilize those. So go low. Don't forget them and don't take them for granted. Be willing to incorporate those with what you don't know. That's kind of the underlining comfort, right? You're building on that. And finally, number 3, go, go, go. It's not about being slow, but to go, turn up the horsepower. Come on. It's time to rev those engines and get moving. Get off the couch. It's all about intentional movement. It's all about intentional actions. You have got to stop sitting back and saying, you know what? This feels really good. In fact, I think I want to go buy some new throw pillows, because I want to be even more comfier. I want this to be like my comfort zone. And I want it fluffy and soft. So no matter what happens, I'm always where I want to be. I don't believe that's where God wants you today. And if you're still listening, that means you've got that little nudge. And I don't know what God's nudging you about, but you need to pay attention. So the challenge is this: where do you start? Go high, go low, go, go, go. Where do you start? From right where you sit. The habit couch can be transformed, but you must be willing to commit, to make a change, to take a chance on who to believe in. You. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.